If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. Good morning. Good to have you with us as always. This is not the way we want to start our days, I'll tell you that. Still reeling from the events of a couple of evenings ago at Michigan State University, of course. Yesterday, police identified Brian Frazier, sophomore from Grosse Pointe, Alexandria Verner, junior from Clawson, and Ariel Diamond Anderson, sophomore from Grosse Pointe North. Guys, we're all parents here, those of us doing the show, and we can only imagine the pain those families are going through, and everybody just shaking their heads asking why. What's going on? Did you guys hear Governor Whitmer yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Emotional.
Yeah, very choked up. Actually, when you just mentioned that, the deputy police chief from Michigan State, when he was giving the first conference, he was getting choked up. The doctor from Sparrow, he was incredibly emotional.
Yeah,
he couldn't contain himself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and now Gretchen, which is, I mean, this is hard. This is a hard one.
It's a tragedy in so many ways, of course, most directly and most of all for the families suffering and mourning their losses. But more than that, it's a tragedy for all of us because it makes us ask ugly questions in search of answers of ourselves and, you know, why this is happening, what's going on, how do we stop it? How do we keep our kids safe? It just kind of changes everything. It continues to underscore the times we're living in. And again, it just raises so many questions about what's going on and why. Governor Whitmer, of course, yesterday said, "We mourn the loss of beautiful souls today. We're all broken by an all too familiar feeling. We cannot keep living like this," she said in an emotional statement. And boy, is she right. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show, guys, about what we believe, talking amongst the three of us, what we believe is really behind all of this and where to start with the focus. It's an opinion and a viewpoint that many of us share. We'll get to that later in the show. President Biden yesterday says too many American communities have been devastated by gun violence. He goes on to say he's taken action to combat this epidemic in America, signed a series of executive actions, and including the first significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years. But he went on to say, and I'm glad he did, we must do more. Yes, indeed. We must do more. Michigan Democrats focusing on three gun policy proposals, universal background checks, safe storage laws, and extreme risk protection orders, sometimes known as red flag laws. Kristen, I know you've got a rundown of some resources that we want to make sure we get on the air for those in need.
Yeah, I was just listening to your talk, Jeff, and a lot of those things are gun control, gun laws, and still nobody's talking about mental health.
Well, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah,
so
we are.
To kind of tip off where we're headed later in the show, and again, many people share this viewpoint, at the heart of it all, at the root of it all, is just that. We need to do something about assessing and treating, caring for those who need help with respect to their mental health. All right, Kristen, let's provide the resource list.
Yeah, actually, if you go to bridgemichigan.com, bridgemi.com, there's quite a lengthy list, but a few that just, you know, kind of stick out here by Common Ground. There's a text that you can use. All you have to do is text the word hello. You can chat with a crisis counselor. You can also use the Oakland County Crisis Suicide Line as 800-231-1127. There's another big resource, actually, called OK to Say. It's where students can talk to a trusted adult if they see or hear something. I think a lot of our students are taught this in school nowadays. So that OK to Say policy is kind of well known and, you know, common. And again, you can go to bridgemichigan.com. And if you're on Michigan State's campus, they're offering a lot of support services at many of the dorms on campus.
Okay, very good. We appreciate that very much. The main thing is, if you're struggling, seek help. It's okay to be struggling. It's okay to be hurting. It's okay to be down. Those are normal things, but seeking help so that it doesn't become more extreme and take over your life and perhaps, even worse, seek help. That's the right thing to do for you, first and foremost, and then beyond that, for everyone else. All right, So with that, we're going to run to a break. Again, we're going to talk more about this mental health issue at the root of all of this, really, when we come back later in the show. But headed to a quick break right now. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.